Martin Belden.
Here.
Terry Byron.
Present.
Ann Hollis.
Present.
Henry Johnson.
Present.
Rosie Carey will be absent. James Lewis.
I am present.
Melvin Morgan.
Present.
Marlon Reese. Marlon.
You're on mute, sir.
Hey, Butch.
Marlon, can you mute yourself? Michael St. Ors. Gary Smith. And Georgia Weiss.
Marlon Reese present.
I need to read the statement, don't
we? Yes, we have a quorum. Robert will read the opening statement.
The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. It is Wednesday, March 8th. 2023 at 6:05 p.m. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak, to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio, not by using the chat function.
Okay, the invocation. Heavenly Father, we gather today to discuss affairs coming before this committee of Veterans Affairs. Watch over us and guide us. In thy holy name we pray. Amen. The introduction of guests tonight. The director from the Sabe Hick, Jennifer Kukowski, are you here? Keith Hamlin from Veterans Center presentation.
Present.
Will Wood, Veterans Outreach Coordinator with Pima College. Will, you here?
I was a little slow on the mute. This is Jenny Wasilewski. I'm here for Director Gutowski. I'm the assistant director.
Sorry, I rushed over you so quick.
No, it's all right. I couldn't find the mute.
I guess we have to approve the legal action report from February 8th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
Martin Belden, I make a motion to accept the legal action report.
Do I have a second?
Chris Morgan, second it.
Who made the second, please?
Butch Morgan.
Henry, I'll do roll call on this.
All right.
Mark Belden.
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Hollis is here. Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
James Lewis?
Present. Yes, I should say.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Reese?
Yes.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
Michael St. Ors is absent. Georgia Wise is absent. Okay, motion passes.
Thank you, Delma. Now for the treasurer's report.
Okay, Martin Belden. For the month of February, we had no income. So we started with $2,663.28. We had $157.62 for the porta potty for the Stanbeck, for Stanbeck services for the four chaplain ceremony. So we ended up with a balance of $2,505.66. Any questions?
I will entertain a motion.
Butch Morgan, I make a motion we accept the treasurer's report.
I second.
We'll take a roll call, a vote.
Who made the second, please?
Ann Hollis.
Roll call. Martin Belden.
Yes.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Yes.
James Lewis.
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Reese.
Yes.
Gary Smith.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Moving on, committee finance discussion. Who was this? A second signer on the checking account. Is that something we need to do, or we already have one?
It is something, Terry.
So we need to update because at this present time we have former chairperson Bruce Hamilton on the account and Rocio Carey is not. So we reached out to the bank and they want proof that we're a legitimate business, and Delma and Robert were checking on that for us to see what we could get so that we could go to the bank and change out chairpersons.
This is Martin. Yeah, because I'm the only one who can sign a check right now. If something happens to me, you're out of luck.
Delma and Robert, where are we standing on getting the 501 for them to take with them to the bank?
Hello. Delma, this is Yolanda.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm Yolanda. I am the Chief Deputy City Clerk for the City of Tucson. So we did have a meeting with Delma and Robert regarding some of your concerns on the second signer and the 501C. A couple of things that came up were the possibility of maybe looking at other financial institutions that aren't as strict as Wells Fargo. I don't know if that's something that the commission would like to do. But as from what I saw of what Wells Fargo is requiring is something that states that you are a organized commission, I guess. The only thing that we would have on file would be like the data page that we prepare for the commission and your bylaws and the creating ordinance that Mayor and Council approved to create the Veterans Affairs Commission. So those are the documents we have. And as far as the 501C nonprofit status, that's something that the Veterans Affairs Commission has to do on their own. It's not something that our office will do. you guys have to do that on your own. But prior to doing that, you have to seek mayor and council approval. That stuff has to be approved by them before you can apply for the 501c. Does that make sense to everybody?
I believe it does, Yolanda, and I apologize for not introducing you at the very beginning. And we
thank fine.
And we thank you for coming with this information. So that will probably be an agenda item for next week, or do we want to discuss it now?
This is Terry Byron. So Yolanda, I had a question about, the account is a historical account. It's been there for forever. So I was really kind of surprised that now they're asking us to figure out that we're a business. We've been to the bank several times to change who's signing and who isn't without any trouble. So I don't know if it's a new policy of the bank, or if it's just that this manager, who I've worked with previously and was very helpful, was told something incorrectly from his superiors. But I am curious to know if we have our own EIN number. I don't know that I have a record of that.
No, we don't. You don't.
Yeah, okay.
This is Martin Belden, the good old treasurer. I went to Costco, because it's the next thing anyway, and as far as they're concerned, we don't have to be a 501c. Because we have a checking account with our stuff on it, and we have a letter with my name on it from the committee with all our letterhead, city of Tucson, et cetera, $65, we get a business account, and we've got it. We're covered.
And right.
So we're covered there. I just haven't done it yet because I wanted to get this expenditure approved because we weren't sure what it was going to be, but it's the same as my regular membership.
So this is Terry Byron. I will go by the bank and see if, maybe an in-person visit might change his mind, or he might be able to find a way around whatever, maybe he misunderstood something I said in the email. And so maybe we'll be able to move forward.
And excuse me, Terry, maybe when you go, you might take those documents like the data page, the ordinance, the City of Tucson ordinance that created the Veterans Affairs Commission, and your bylaws so that you don't have to make couple of trips over. Maybe once you show them, they'll accept what you have and then just get you someone to be on as a second signer.
Yeah, so I have the ordinance and I have a copy of the bylaws, but what was the other thing you said?
It's a data page that we put together from information from the ordinance that talks about what the commission does, how many members it has, who the supporting department is, that sort of thing. It's just a recap of the whole ordinance. But it's on city letterhead and that sort of thing.
How would I get that?
So Delma can send that to you email and you can print it out, or she can send you a hard copy.
Email is fine.
Terry, it was included with the material that I sent for
the meeting? Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay, so the second signer we're going to have to table for right now until we can get that taken care of. That will bring us to the next item, the Costco membership of $65, as explained by Martin. I guess I will entertain the motion that we go ahead and make this expenditure.
This is Terry Byron. I make the motion.
This is Martin. I'll second it.
No, we go to a vote then?
Yes, just a moment, please.
Oh, no, you got to hurry, Delma. We're moving fast tonight, You know how Marines
Martin
are.
Bell.
Hurry up.
Yes.
And wait.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Reese?
Yes.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Okay, then I guess the last thing is review a financial institution. I'm not sure what that meaning is. If someone could help enlighten me, or is it what we've been discussing?
Well, that was just going to be whether you wanted to look into another financial institution other than Wells Fargo.
So why don't we go ahead and table that and put it on next month's agenda? Until we find out what Terry comes up with.
And what did you decide on the 501C? Are committee interested in applying to become a 501C nonprofit? This would make you your own entity.
Well, let's open that up for discussion then. Anyone have an idea on how we should approach this?
This is Terry Byron. It's not a cheap thing to do. It would be beneficial for us to be a 501c3, but I'm not exactly sure how it would. We'd have to work really closely with, I think, the city of Tucson to make sure we fill out the paperwork correctly and then move forward. But the first step would be to get us an EIN number.
Well, you would have to apply and get your application from the Arizona Corporate Commission.
But that requires an EIN number first.
Well, yeah, that's where you're going to get your EIN number.
Okay.
Or Yolanda, an EIN number is not for the City of Tucson business license, right?
No. But I believe that if you check with your bank, the banking institution, they will help you or guide you in filling out and applying for a 501C. They can give you the paperwork, tell you what you have to do, and how to go about that. But before you do that, remember, you have to request a mayor and council approval to become a 501C.
So I guess, any other discussion on this?
This is Martin Belden. At this time, if Terry can get so we can assign people as needed to the bank account and take them off, I don't think we need to be a 501c3 yet. Let's put this on the agenda, move it down a little bit, and see how things go with this first. We know we can get the Costco card without a problem. If we can get the bank account back to where it was as officers change, it can be changed to match. Then we really have to look to see, does it save us anything, or does it support, serve us anything, except maybe we might get more donations because we're a 501c3, and that might be the biggest thing to help us. So why don't we put it off till next month and see what we have and go from there? Just my suggestion.
Anybody disagree with Martin's suggestion? Okay, then we'll put it back on the agenda to see if the benefits of it. And that will lead us right into the next thing with the outreach to mayor and council. That will definitely, by us requesting a 501C, they would definitely get an idea that we are alive and they need to worry about us sometimes. Has anybody got a hold of them? Have we heard any word back? I know that Ward 3, I keep sending the agenda and the minutes, and I never get any feedback.
I don't know if any of the committee members have reached out on their own. This is something that the committee would have to end up doing. So I had mentioned to Rosie in an email that the committee members could reach out to their council member that's assigned to the ward office that you live, the ward that you live in. Or you could send an invite via letter or an email. But again, this is something that the committee itself would have to end up doing on their own.
This is Terry Byron. We are sans a secretary. The secretary would normally send the letter to mayor and council.
That is correct, and that's the reason that it's important that the chair appoint a secretary.
And as chair tonight, do you want me to have that responsibility, or should we wait for Rosie?
This is Martin. I recommend we wait for Rosie.
Any other suggestions? Okay, we're going to table that until Rosie come back to set a secretary. But in the meantime, for next month to come around, why don't we put out feelers? And I'm personally going to set an appointment with Ward 3 office and see if the office manager can help me get with the actual vice mayor. Moving on, we do have an appointment of Lorraine Obregon. Lorraine, are you with us tonight? She has been recommended by the Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary Cactus Unit 2. Does anyone know her? I've got a letter here.
This is Terry Byron. I'm sure Delma included it with the meeting stuff that she sent out. And Lorraine is very connected with many organizations, and she has some really great contacts and networking abilities. So I would highly recommend her.
Now, Delma, is this something we have to vote on?
Yes. So, Terry, was that a motion that you were making?
I'll make a motion to accept Lorraine as a member.
Martin Belden, I second that motion.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote. I'll do roll call for the vote. Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Reese?
Yes.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, so we're going to have a new member, and I guess we don't have a secretary. I will reach out to her and let her know she's been approved and ensure, or let her know when the next gathering is going to be and get an email for her so we can send her the information. Going to committee report. This is where we get the Southern Save Hicks report from the director, and in this case, her sub, her replacement and our subordinate or whatever.
I'm going to go with better. The better choice.
How about proxy?
Okay. Jennifer number two, that's who you get tonight. So hello, everyone. Thanks for having us. Just going to give you a few. You got a copy of our director's report, but giving you just a few things that are going on. Of course, Congress has been busy passing multiple acts. So we have recently passed the Compact Act which allows any veteran to get emergent services for suicidality. So that is very exciting to be able to service any veteran, whether they're enrolled or not. And that is just for the acute psychiatric issue associated with suicidality. PACT Act, we're going strong for PACT Act. We've screened the initial screening that we do. We've screened over 20,000, almost 20,400 veterans with the initial screening for PACT Act. And then of those, about half of those have moved on to secondary screening where we've had to do a secondary screening. So very busy with that as well. The other one recently is the Service Act, and this one maybe isn't so well known right now, but the Service Act is really, it's more toxic exposures, but it's specific to women veterans, and it covers their breast exams and mammograms if they had toxic exposures. So that's another one that recently came out. We just had a very exciting, our first in-person resource fair on campus in, what, 3+ years, on Saturday. It was very successful. We had over 200 people visit our resource fair, so it was awesome to host one of those again. And definitely we'll be doing more in the future. We have on Monday, this coming Monday, the 13th, the Wreaths Across America truck museum will be on campus in the RV parking lot right off of 6th Avenue there. They'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's part of the Vietnam War commemoration. I can't talk tonight. This coming Monday, the Wreaths Across America Traveling Museum will be there on campus if you want to come by, 10 to 3. We also, we're planning in July, we're going to have a PACT Act enrollment fair where we'll have a lot of VBA assistants down on campus, but that's not till July to get more veterans in and enrolled and put in their benefits for PACT Act. But look for that, more information as that gets closer. And then it also, as it gets closer, we're still planning our 95th anniversary for this year. So October 27th, we'll be celebrating SAVAHIC's 95th anniversary. And I think it's a beautiful, I've been to a lot of VAs. I transferred out here. I've visited a lot of VAs, and this is by far the most beautiful VA I've ever seen. And so it's exciting to be celebrating 95 years. And that's really the highlights of what I have. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
If there are no questions.
This is Terry Byron. I was just wondering, can you email the flyers for that information so that we can get it shared?
for the events?
For those events, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, thank
you. Sure.
Any other questions? Okay, we'll move on to the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Anyone to represent them?
I am Tubby Lewis. I'd like to report that there were 37 interments. Also got a report that they are dealing with the Missing in America project for next month, as well as preparation for memorial services or observance.
And has the Missing in America flyer gone out? Is that something we already have, or is that something we have to look to get?
That'll be something that's coming out. I believe I'll give a caller tomorrow and let you know, but I believe she has like 22 unclaimed veterans that will be a part of that next month.
Tubby, this is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. Do you have a date for that event?
I do not, but I think it's April 15th if I was guessing. I'll get more information. I'll speak with caller tomorrow.
It is the 15th. April 15th at 10 in the morning.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Thank you, Ann.
Sure.
And I guess Arizona Department of Veterans Services, that's you too, Tubby, isn't it?
Yes, sir. So I'd like to report that we had over 2,200 direct services last month, 334 claims were petitioned to the Department of Veteran Affairs for veterans and or their families. what we have coming up next month or next week. We're looking at going to the Tucson stand down. We will also be participating in the job fair on the 16th, working with David Valderrama to open up an itinerant site over at the Keno Veterans Work Center. So he'll get with me tomorrow, and then we'll have that open like we do currently at the Tucson Vet Center, the American Legion Post 66. And we continue to have our itinerant site down in Sierra Vista closed due to, I'll call it, COVID concerns. Does anyone have anything for me?
Okay. Say again.
Well, I was asking if anyone had any questions for me.
Any questions? Moving on, then we will go to the Vet Center presentation by Keith Hamlin. Keith? It's on you, bud.
Thanks, Henry. Hello, everyone. My name is Keith Hamill with the Tucson Vet Center. I know most of the people in here. It's good to see friendly faces. So I wanted to give a brief overview of Tucson Vet Center services and how we've expanded since the beginning of COVID. So most of us know that the Vet Center does readjustment counseling for combat vets, anyone direct support of combat, so if you have an expeditionary medal, chances are you were direct support of combat. Anyone that experienced military sexual trauma, unlike the VA, we don't need eligibility requirements for these, especially for MST. If you come into our office and say you were physically or verbally harassed on active duty, then you qualify under that military sexual trauma. We can also see Honor Guard, like Arlington. They put a lot of our brothers and sisters to rest, and we can see them. We can see any medical DOD staff that served, like in Germany, for witnessing the trauma of war, so basically the medevac stations overseas. We can also see, before I get into the others, drone pilots. So drone pilots is really important because we have a lot in Fort Huachuca, so our catchment area. They may not have any medals or awards yet. We're seeing discrepancies with certain systems like Veteran Information Solution and possibly delayed DD-214s when they get out. So if they were a drone pilot and they stated that they did combat missions overseas while staying stateside, they're eligible. Some of the new eligibility, there's four new ones. Coast Guard. Since they're now part of Homeland Security, we still see Coast Guard for drug interdiction. That's probably 80 to 90% of Coast Guard have at one time been in a drug interdiction incident. We can also see reserve, any trauma from their drill or military service that prevents them from readjusting to a civilian life. And National Guard, one of the big ones that I was happy about, we can do natural disaster, civil unrest, but border missions now qualify whether they're Title 10 or not. Title 10 is presidential order. So what the border mission states is like Operation Copper Cactus, which was done by the governor, they are now eligible for our services. The newest addition, which happened this year, is Border Patrol for the Eagle Pass incident, which is in Texas. I'm not going to get into the details of that, but if you run across Border Patrol agents that were a part of that, then they're eligible. We're treating that incident like we treated Fort Hood shooting, Las Vegas shooting, so they don't necessarily need to be a veteran because we are part of the natural disaster response team with our mobile vet center, so we've opened that up nationwide. Part of the things that are going on here, we used to have a monthly open house and barbecue, which I would like everyone to come to. We've moved that to quarterly. So our next one's going to be the first Friday of June, which I think is June 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m. If you've never come out and experienced our beautiful offices, please feel free to come out. I'll cook you a hamburger, a hot dog, and give you a soda, or Gatorade if you so choose. Gives you a chance to bring in potential clients that might be hesitant to get counseling. And it will also give you a chance to better understand what we do, meet some of our staff, and meet some of our clients. Other than that, we're going to be at the stand down next week. We work closely with Tubby, so I have to do a shout out for his organization and his staff. They put up with me and are very responsive and very helpful. Anybody have any questions for the Vet Center? Is it all right if I put my contact information in the chat? So if anyone wants to get offline, maybe counseling, or if they have any issues with VA, I can also help navigate all VA healthcare benefits and issues.
I don't think it'd be a problem adding it to the chat line for us to look at if you like. Otherwise, we can get hold of you through the Vet Center, correct?
Yep. The main office number is 520-882-0333. And my email is very simple, keith.hamblin@va.gov.
Could you give that number one more time, please?
520-882-0333. And if anybody wants a personalized tour, feel free to get a hold of me, and I'll schedule it when I'm in the office.
Any other questions for Keith? Thank you for coming tonight and giving this nice presentation. It's always good to let people know what's going on. And you really should attend one of those barbecues he throws. There's a lot of good people. And he actually knows how to cook hamburgers and hot dogs, so I won't hold that against him. So please join us.
Kind of hard to mess up.
All right. Thank you again, Keith. Moving on to Veterans Outreach. Is Will Wood here?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm present. Thank you.
I'm turning it over to you, Will.
Hello, everyone. If you give me a minute, I'm trying to set this camera up. I apologize. Thank you all for having me this evening. My name is William Wood. I'm the Outreach Coordinator for Military and Veteran Services with Pima Community College. I'm actually currently at the Downtown Campus Veterans Center, which is off of Speedway and Stone. We have quite a bit going on in regards to veteran events. We're working closely with the Veterans Upward Bound program under TRIO. A lot of good things are happening. We have the ability now to prepare potential veteran students who are looking to pursue post-secondary education, whether it's a certification or a degree, with free assistance. There's a huge wide variety of different financial aid now that are available that we're discovering, and we definitely want to get veterans exposed to so that they can utilize it. We also will be a part of the upcoming stand down next week. Please come see me. I'm going to be tabling there with Veterans Upward Bound Tucson so you can gain more information. I will also leave my contact info in the comments, so please reach out because I would love to sit down and collaborate with some of the other organizations and institutions here. Perhaps we can set up a one-on-one, and I can further brief you in detail about what we have going on at the college along with some other programs. And then also, you know, I would like to collaborate so that way I can provide, you know, resources and your point of contact to those veterans who are in need. You know, if anybody's wanting to come by and see the Vet Center over downtown, please do. Just like Keith said, I would love to give you guys a tour and introduce you to some of the other staff that we have there. I'm excited about this position that I'm in, and I'm looking forward to working with a lot of you. Are there any questions?
Okay, with no questions, then Will, thank you again for it, and I'll probably get down to see you soon. It's not far from the house, and introduce you to my service dog and see what kind of training you can offer her as a combat vet.
Absolutely. Please do so. You know, anyone's welcome. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. If you try to go on the weekends, you won't find us.
Gee, I wonder why.
We'll be with Keith, you know, chowing down on some hot dogs and hamburgers, hopefully.
All right, if there's no further questions for Will, we'll move on to the military lounge update and discussion. And who would like to lead us off on that one?
This is Terry. Jesse Allen has joined us from the airport.
Evening, everyone. The military lounge has been very busy at the airport. March is set to be the busiest March on record since 2008. Just this last Friday, we had more than 7,000 people through the airport. So our numbers are extremely high right now. A lot of that has to do with just spring travel. But we're also getting a lot of military missions through the airport. So we're helping to collaborate with our partners, Fort Huachuca and Davis-Monthan, on making sure that we have enough space for their family and friends as they're coming through. And so we're staying busy with our Costco orders, but we're still able to utilize some of the extra snacks that we had left over from Exodus, which is great. So a lot of those, nuts and snack packs are still available. So we still immensely appreciate that. And we also wanted to provide the opportunity for any member of the VAC to come and visit the military lounge. Some of you may not have seen the lounge since it was renovated and with some of the new offerings that we provide. So anytime you would like to, you are more than welcome to reach out to me. And we'd love to host you and give you a tour of the space. And we're going to be doing additional outreach to some of our other military nonprofit partners in Southern Arizona at the request of some of our other military installations, just to broaden what we're able to take in for maintenance and to continue ensuring that we have enough food and options for military. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you for being with us tonight, Jesse. And any questions for it? With the renovation of the lounge and the way it takes to get into it, it's working out really nice. And when I was there the last time, people were kind of talking how nice it was and being able to get away from the rush and everything. So do we have any questions for Miss Jessie? Thank you again for joining us tonight. And moving on, Veterans Day Parade update. Any word? It's still rather early, isn't it? But what are we going to do?
This is Terry Byron. I don't know if Gary's got an update. I did see Lisette a couple of weeks ago, and they were working on getting the, Gary mentioned last month, the task of preparing a 501c3 for the parade. So that's the last update that I have. So it's still in the works.
Yeah, it's the last update I've had too.
Okay, so we will add that again for next month as the agenda item. Future meetings. Are we going to do it in person or are we going to stay virtual? I will entertain a motion on one way or the other. Do I hear a motion?
This is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. I make a motion that we continue to have the virtual meetings available for these meetings.
And do I have a second?
I second.
And then we will do a roll call vote.
I'm sorry, Henry. This is Selma. So this motion is to continue to hold the meetings virtually. Is that correct?
That is correct. That was the motion.
Okay, thank you. I will go ahead and roll call. Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Sadly, yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Reese?
Yes.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, so we're going to stay virtual. In the VEC, the VAC future events. Any ideas on future events?
This is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. Just want to share with everyone that with March upon us, we are now in the season of taking applications from potential student delegates for our summer youth leadership conference, which is a multi-day youth leadership mentorship and development program offered up in central Arizona on the ASU West campus. The application process has begun as of the 1st. And we're looking at filling about 66 to 80 slots for this year. The applications will be available for high school sophomores and juniors and can be nominated by their school counselor's office. Also, we have a lot of JROTC and scouts that apply from time to time, and other student scholars from other programs. We take them on a case-by-case basis. The this year's program will be offered in July of 2023, and as I mentioned previously, it's going to be about a four-day resident program. So the students from Southern Arizona will be bused up to the Glendale area and then be bused back after the conclusion of the program itself. We are also entering the first applications for Junior ROTC Awards events season, as a lot of schools end their academic year, some in March and mostly in April and then the remainder in May. We are now also accepting school applications for MOWW Achievement Merit Medals to be presented at their award ceremony. So more will be forthcoming in the next couple of weeks. Thank you. Subject to questions.
Henry, this is Delma.
Yeah, Delma.
We skipped item 15.
I know, I was coming back to it.
And what Marlon spoke on really is report on current events for the good of the order. The VAC future events discussion number 16 is something that Terry wanted on the agenda.
Right, and I noticed that we jumped right down to report of current events for the good of the order. So let's backtrack to the function and purpose of the committee update discussion. And who's that with?
That's Terry Byron. So as far as future events go, I see that the four chaplain ceremony isn't mentioned as a committee, which has been a standing committee on the agenda for a long time. But just real quick, I wanted to thank everybody that came out and participated in the four chaplains. The weather was beautiful. It was live streamed at facebook.com/eastlawnpalms or facebook.com/funeraria. Del Angel South Lawn. So you can go take a look if you missed it. But I would say it went off with a hitch, although it was not as highly attended as I had hoped for. As far as future events and the purpose of the committee, One of the things I thought of, since we were at the Keno Veteran Memorial Park, of how can we add memorials to that park for Vietnam veterans, for Desert Storm veterans, OEF, OIF, because I don't know that there's any memorials for those veterans at this time. I know downtown there's a Vietnam memorial that covers everyone from the state of Arizona, but the Keno Veteran Park has it's more Pima County related and Tucson related. So it would be great to try and create some of those memorials. And that might just get the conversation started about more purpose for the Veterans Affairs Committee. I know years and years ago, there was a gentleman that came in unannounced to one of the meetings, and his concern was that they were going to decommission the A-10s. And how was that going to affect Davis-Monthan? And I saw an article recently that they're going to start decommissioning A-10s again. And it made me think, how is that going to affect our local economy and Davis-Monthan Air Force Base? And that's the kind of veteran affairs that I think we need to discuss with the mayor and city council.
So with that being discussing with the mayor and council, it gives us more incentive to get with our local precinct and talk with our representative of our area so we can get this and get them to tell us what's going on. Plus the new gun laws and regulation coming up. I know a lot of veterans do own guns. They like to buy guns. And this is something else that I think we need to address with the mayor and council. So are we going to do this as future agenda items so that we can get it done and have everybody report back if they got a hold of their ward offices? How do you want to approach this, guys?
This is Terry Byron. I think that's a great idea. I am not very politically involved. And so I wonder if Delma or Robert would be able to help us out by putting together a contact sheet for us to the members, to the committee, so that we would know exactly who to reach out to in our wards.
Is that something we can have done, Robert?
We can go ahead and get that information to you. Let you know who your ward member, your council member is.
Thank you, Delma.
And so I personally would like to see this, Terry, again, to keep that as a topic, as so that our members can bring items as they hear about them. What can we do about this, or what can we do about that? Is my suggestion.
So you're suggesting that the VAC future events will encompass things happening within the city with the mayor and council that we should be in tune with. Is that what my understanding is?
Yeah, that's a pretty broad stroke, yes.
And that's something we want to keep on the agenda? Personally, I think we should, and then we can really start narrowing in to the memorial out at the Keno Park, Veterans Park there, and in the Four Chaplains. That'd be a committee that we can form and put on the agenda each month. Any questions or thoughts or ideas on my broad stroke?
This is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. Just have a question for the committee. Has this committee ever had in the past or currently has a representative from the local military installation to this committee?
This is Terry Byron. I've been with the committee since 2006, I think, 2007. And I haven't ever known of that. We initially we had someone from Fort Huachuca for the Operation Exodus, but that has since gone away. So again, this boils down to recruiting. Any one of us can recruit to have committee members join us, and there why wouldn't we invite the CO from Davis-Monthan? He's new. He is part of the Tucson Metro Chamber Veteran Committee. We also have a new CO at Bulk Fuel Marine Reserves. So maybe that would be a great resource for us to reach out to, have that ability to reach out to veterans that are soon leaving the service.
So what we are suggesting on that is contacting the COs of the two units, or just sending a letter and letting them know we're about, or I'm not sure, quite sure what was just suggested then. I need some clarification, please.
This is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. On the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, there is a numbered Air Force headquarters, 12th Air Force headquarters. We do have some inroads with that leadership of the numbered Air Force that we can approach and perhaps maybe solicit an appointment, an office call with them to at least orient them and present that the VAC does exist in Tucson, and that perhaps they can provide a liaison representative to these meetings, at least to be able to have some type of capability, especially on such initiatives as Terry has brought forth tonight about the pending A-10 issue.
Is that something we can count on you to spearhead and get a couple members to go with you?
Absolutely. My position in the MOWW provides me the opportunity and the credentials to approach the three-star directly at that base.
And do we have any other volunteers that like to go with him when he goes?
This is Terry. Butch Morgan's on base all the time.
Butch, can we count on you?
If the time is right, right date, I'll go.
Okay, then that will be a future agenda item as a follow-up to see how we come about on that and see if we can get them to join us.
And this is Terry. I can reach out to Bulk Fuel. I've got a pretty good relationship with the outgoing first sergeant, and I'm sure he would be able to put me in touch with the right person or forward our letter of invitation.
Martin Belden, can I make a recommendation? The Navy Reserve and the Air Force Reserve at TIA, we should contact them too.
Is that something you can do, Martin?
I don't know anybody in either one, but that's two groups that never get talked about.
Well, there's also a Coast Guard committee here in Tucson, too, our association.
Yeah, but the Navy Reserve used to be there at 22nd and Alvernon, where the police station is now.
If I may, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm actually working with the Air Force Reserve, the 924th, and then also the Marine and Navy Unit Reserve here at Davis-Monthan. If you folks would like to send William Wood, by the way, Female Community College Military and Veteran Services, if you like to send me some type of letter of invitation. I know I'm rather new today to this gathering, but I would not mind and love to, you know, spread the information. So if you guys can please email me whatever you have or get with me offline, sometime this week, that way we can further discuss it, because I am going to be linking up with various units, within the community, including Davis-Monthan.
This is Terry Byron. William, do you have a Rafael Rojas on your staff?
He's actually my director. Yes, ma'am, I do.
I recently emailed him an invitation.
Oh, okay, great. So great.
If you could reach out to him, perhaps he can share that with you.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, I'll go ahead and do that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we're going to follow up next month on the letters of all the different areas. The Air Force, the Navy Reserve, the Marine Corps Reserve, the Air National Guard, Coast Guard Association, which I will do, and we can follow it up next week. And that would fall under the VAC future events as a follow-up, I guess. Is that what it would be, Delma?
That falls in...
Okay, so that will be on the agenda next month, and then I think that covers the ones we missed. Let's go to reports on current events for the good of the order. Please, if it's something that's been mentioned and flyers are out, let's pass it and go on. We're limiting on our time. So who's got something for the good of the order? Well, I know the Scottish American Military Society has adopted a chopper on Davis-Monthan. We go out once or twice a month, clean it up, and when all is said and done in a couple of months or year, it will be a flying serviceable helicopter. So if you see the sign out there saying we are donating our time, that's what it's all about. Anybody else have good of the order?
This Ann is Terry Byron. I'm okay. Sorry, Ann. I'm going to just real quick. I know Delma sent it out just before we got to the meeting. We've got the 23rd anniversary of the Nighthawk 7-2 Memorial Service will be April 8th at 10 a.m. at the Marana Regional Airport at the Nighthawk 7-2 Memorial Park. We are looking for wreath layers to participate in honoring these 19 Marines. We also sent out, I sent out NAM Jam and the car show that'll be coming up soon. And I can't remember the other thing. So just check your email from Delma for the flyers.
Ann, you have something?
I'd like to say that the Military Officers Association, our April luncheon, for those who don't know, will be awarding scholarships to the ROTC students at the University of Arizona. And we've been doing this every year for several years. So at least one scholarship winner from each department, Navy, Army, Air Force. So,
Terry, this is Martin Belden. Did you have anything on our Vietnam War 29th? I mean,
I don't have a flyer yet for the April 1st event for National Vietnam Veterans Day and the 50th commemoration, but we'll get that out to the committee as soon as it's approved. But mark your calendar, save the date.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, for future agenda items, what I've noted is that we have to do with the second signer on the checking account. Pardon? Second signer on the checking account. And then the approval of Mayor and Council. We didn't vote on the Costco membership, so we'll probably have to put that back and see if we can get a vote. Review
Sorry,
of the
point of order. I thought we did.
We did. Oh, yeah, we are. All right. I stand corrected. That passed, didn't it? Wow. See all the pressure I'm getting as a leader?
You're doing good, Henry.
And then I think, what else? And then we're going to continue the VAC future events discussion. Is there anything else I might have missed on the future agenda so far there, Delma?
Outreach to Mayor and Council. Number 7.
Okay. Yeah, we're committee need to. So, yeah, we do put that back on it.
Do we need to discuss now about going dark since April is the next meeting?
We can do it in April.
Yeah.
So we just talk about it anyway.
Yeah, we'll table that until next month. Any other agenda items? Okay, if nothing else, I will do the benediction, and then we will adjourn. Oh, Heavenly Father, watch over us, and thank you for your guidance and help today. Give us the motivation and energy to do what we have talked about today. Bless all of us and watch over us, and protect all serving and veterans of the United States Armed Forces. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Great to see everybody.
I wanted to let the committee members know that when you're sending emails to us, can you always send them to myself and to Robert?
Okay.
That's all I have.
So you want to make Robert feel needed, huh?
Stop it, Henry.
All right, do I have to entertain a motion to adjourn, or do I just declare it?
You just declare it.
All right. Seeing there's no further business for this committee of the Veterans Affairs Committee, I hereby adjourn this meeting.
Thank you. Good evening, all.
Have a good night, everyone. Good night.